The Champions League final is one of the biggest events on the global sporting calendar. Hosting the match brings prestige and tourism, among other benefits. Paris will now host this season's final after St. Petersburg was stripped of the honour by European football's governing body, UEFA. They've also decided Russian and Ukrainian club and national teams are to play home games at neutral venues. FIFA will have to decide whether or not Russia's World Cup playoff in Moscow next month against Poland will go ahead as planned. FIFA has already spoken out against the conflict.
FIFA expresses hope for a rapid cessation of hostilities and for peace in Ukraine. FIFA condemns as well the use of force by Russia in Ukraine and any type of violence to resolve conflicts.
Meanwhile, Manchester United have cancelled their 10-year sponsorship deal with Russia's national airline Aeroflot. The airline had been United's official carrier since 2013, and the deal was thought to be worth more than $53 million. Football is not the only sport taking action. Formula One has cancelled this season's Russian Grand Prix. The race was due to be held on September 25th in Sochi. F1 drivers are backing the decision to boycott Russia.
Like everyone said, you know, innocent people losing their lives, you know, people losing their homes and families and don't have safe places to live in. It's not right, but all we can hope that everything gets resolved in the best possible outcome and way that is possible. And for now, I think it's the right decision by Formula One not to go to Russia.
But Ukraine has also been hit. The national basketball team's home match in Kiev against Spain has had to be postponed. Russian tennis star Andrei Rublev made clear his views on the matter after a win in Dubai on Friday. But unless there is a swift end to the conflict, more sporting events are likely to be postponed, cancelled or moved to neutral venues. Peter Stemmett, Al Jazeera.